Now, we normally think of biographies of what? People. But think of Acts as a biography of the church. And one scholar defines that in one of my favorite definitions, what happens when God's people come together? Would you agree with that definition? Church is what happens when God's people come together. So we're not talking about denominations tonight. We're talking about Spirit's church, the church of Acts, the church that you and I continue on that was started over 2,000 years ago. Acts chronicles how the church developed, the role of the Holy Spirit, the exploits of its apostles, how it grew from a movement that began initially in Judaism and only later became understood as its own distinct religion, Christianity. It addresses the question, it being Acts, addresses the question, what does it mean to be God's people? Historically, geographically, even ontologically, spiritually. Acts is really written to address that question. Now that's you and me. It's not about people 2,000 years ago. It's about the church that you and I are all part of. What we see throughout Acts is that people do not control and lead the church. I'll say that again. People do not control and lead the church. The Holy Spirit does. Many of you are used to the term Holy Ghost. It's the word pneuma in Greek. Was translated in the Elizabethan period in the King James as ghost because it was something you couldn't see. But the real root meaning of pneuma is spirit or movement. And that's why spirit is the word used in more contemporary translations. Even though the book is titled The Acts of the Apostles, it could just as easily have been called Acts of the Holy Spirit because that is the starring character all the way through.